Backstage with Mothership on Solid Rock Radio begins now. Hear the best in new music, artist interviews, stories from the road, and more. You are now backstage, and here's your host, Mothership.
Hey, everybody. For those who don't know, Theodee's new album dropped a few days before it did. I interviewed him to learn a little bit more. I hope you enjoy the call.
So I have Lauren Kinder, Charles Kinder, and Chad Wonderly, otherwise known as Theodee. So how you guys doing? Hi. Y'all say hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Awesome. I have to ask this. Charles, are you wearing your shorts?
Yes. I'm wearing a brown pair, but yes, I'm wearing my shorts.
Oh, man. We'll have to talk about that. Okay. You've got some stuff going on, so I wanted to hop on here and hear more about it. But first, tell me a little bit about how the band got started.
Let's see. We've been playing as Theodee for close to 8 years now. It just started because I did music when I was in high school. Charlie and I got married, and I kind of stopped performing, but then he was encouraging me to book some more gigs because I still kept writing during that time. And so I found some friends that also played instruments, and we got together and had a good time and decided to keep going and make a band of it. So it was kind of like we weren't really planning on making it something really big or super involved, but we had a lot of fun with it, and so we've kept going.
Has Chad been a part from the beginning, or did Chad come along later?
I came in 2017?
16. I think it was 16, yeah.
2016?
Like the end of 2016.
So how did y'all know each other?
We had some mutual friends. The guy that was playing guitar for us knew of Chad because you probably know the connection better.
There was a dude who was filling in for guitar for them who was dating a girl who had a friend who I knew.
That's convoluted.
Yeah. We were on a summer tour in 2016 with Silverside for about, was it 4 months? We were out for a while. But the drummer that we had filling in for us, it was just a fill in for the summer. I mean, he had other plans and we had other plans, but we were already booking for the fall and we had like a weekend run coming up and we didn't have a drummer. So that's how we kind of met with Chad and said, hey, you want to play a couple shows with us over a weekend? And I guess he was kind of at the point in his life where he was trying to figure out if he was going to go to college or get a job or try to play music full time. So he went out with us and played 3 shows over a weekend. And at the end of the weekend, for me, it was pretty much love at first sight.
True love story.
Yeah,
here, guys.
Yeah. We offered him the position like just after the first 3 shows. And I think he had so much fun that he decided that's what he wanted to do. So he's been with us since then, and he even lives with us now. So,
well, they live. And one of my favorite things about that first weekend run was it was the last show we hadn't played yet, and I come around to the backstage, you guys are talking, and I was just joking. I was like, secret meeting, guys? And it, like, literally just was.
we were right in the middle
of
that.
Like, do we like him?
Yeah, yeah.
Can't let him hear us talking about him.
Well, and then nobody really said anything. I was like, all right.
He, like, awkwardly walked away.
So when did things start getting serious where the band says, you know what, we need to drop an album or a single or something?
The first set of songs that we recorded was just stuff that I had kind of already written. So it wasn't too much of like a group project or anything. We were performing them. So I was like, let's go ahead and like record them. What did we do?
We did a Christmas single.
A lot of fun because we got to like really put our spin on it. We did O Come Emmanuel and it still gets played all year round. It's fun. But then let's see, we put out an album, I think toward the beginning of 2016. That one we wrote a little bit more as the group. Everybody kind of had their hands in it. And that was Define the Relationship.
Yeah.
That was something that we were really proud of for that time. I feel like it really stretched us.
Yeah. With the first album, we're all still trying to figure out this whole music thing because it was the first time most of us had recorded music. Most of us had played music live. So we were all trying to figure that out. So by the time we got to Define the Relationship, we had more of an idea, a little bit more experience and more of an idea of the direction we wanted to go. And by that album, like at least Lauren and I were committed to figuring out how to do music as a career, as a life.
It was more of an intentional recording and releasing of music than the stuff previously.
Tell us, what was the first single in this last cycle?
See, we put out The In Between February of 2020.
Yeah.
And at that time, it was just a single. We didn't really have anything else written. We had the intention to continue writing, but then life just got weird. And then, to be honest, I think it just, it took us a little while to get our heads back in the game.
Well, I mean, we did kind of go through quite a few, I guess I want to say, considerable life changes. We bought a house last year, so like more of a financial burden. So we were kind of more focused on our main income avenues. And with that, on top of the pandemic and not being able to tour, not even like shows not happening at all, music kind of got put on the back burner for a few months at least.
Also just like a creative side of it. Yeah. Like I wasn't writing like I could have been utilizing all of that time not touring and stuff. So yeah. it took a little bit to get back in the groove of it. And then this year we put out Skeptic and Tempest.
Yep.
Tell us about Tempest.
Yeah, so lyrically, it's about thought life, negative thought patterns. I found myself just kind of believing a lot of lies, and without realizing it, it was just like seeping into lots of different areas of my life and really affected my self-confidence and self-image. It was just a spiral from there. So this song is just about me recognizing all of that and asking God to help pull me out of that and to anchor me, to remind me of truth.
And you just released a video with that too.
Yeah, we got to work with Joel Burris finally. Yeah, we've been wanting to do a real music video with him for a long time. So this was a lot of fun. He did a great job.
Mm-hmm. You've got several videos, right?
We have a few others. We did one for Reignite, our Prelude EP, and we did one for The In Between as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have a live performance video and
of Travesty.
Yeah.
Which that was Joel.
That was Joel. That was
Joel did that.
Oh, okay.
But that was, you know, like we were performing that. It was one take and he had to do his magic. So
yeah. What was the process of coming up with the idea for Tempest?
It was kind of Charlie's idea.
Yeah, I've worked with Joel with video and stuff, so that's kind of one of my loves also. So watching other bands' music videos, and I always am gaining ideas through and inspiration through that. And a lot of creatives have like super grand, like very detailed dreams or ideas of what you want the video to look like. We got on a Skype call with Joel, and I explained everything I wanted to do, and he basically said that's not possible. So especially for the budget that we had.
Yeah,
so.
Maybe it could be done, but like.
Yeah. So yeah, I was kind of wanting originally like basically a green screen performance of us playing in the middle of the ocean in the middle of a storm, and it was just going to be really, really detailed, which I mean,
mostly just you would have to hire someone who had the skill to like do the editing, but then even recording it the way you wanted to would have been challenging.
He sent us some videos that he had worked on and how he made stuff look really good with such little budget and like I guess moving parts. I do heating and air conditioning, and we have a shop, and we use the shop to film it in, and my sister was on a scaffold with a water hose and she was just spraying us all day, and this was in right at the beginning of May. It was still cold. And we had all the doors closed, and we had the furnace like the heater up to I think we had it pushing like 90 degrees in there because we were freezing, just being soaked for 8 hours that day. The windows were kind of a last minute thing. Joel said, hey, here's this other idea we can incorporate. We just happened to have some windows laying around, so we hung those, and I think it turned out really good.
Backstage with Mothership returns after this. This hour is being made possible by our business ministry partner, Anchor Bolt Express, the place for construction fasteners and a supporter of Christian music and this station. On the web at anchorboltexpress.com.
So let's talk about the new album, Smoke and Mirrors. Release date, August 27th.
Yeah.
Yes, we got 10 days.
10 days from the time of this recording, anyway.
Yeah, the time of this recording, that's true.
Yeah.
So very excited.
What are you most excited about?
I guess just kind of seeing it finally done. We've been working on it for so long, and it's been something that I've really tried to stretch myself, writing lyrics and writing melodies and stuff. I wanted this to be better than the last. And I always feel like every time like we release something, I'm like, oh man, how am I going to top this? Now I have to write something better next time, you know? So it's like, I'm really excited for this. I do feel like it's some of our best work, and I'm just excited for people to hear it.
Now, what is the writing process like? Lauren, it sounds like you kind of take the lead on that.
Yeah, I usually do lyrics, and I tend to write from that point first. Like, I'll write lyrics and kind of have a melody that I imagine going along with it, and then write the music to fit with that. I've done the majority of our songwriting that way, and then whoever is on our team at the time, you know, we'll input, we'll bounce ideas off of each other and change things and write guitars and stuff. With this one, we were writing with Tyler Simpson from Fight the Fade. I would send him my demos, my lyrics and melodies, and he would start building off of that. And then Chad had his hands in this project a little bit more than in the past, which I'm really excited about. He had some really good ideas for stuff.
Yeah. Now, Charles, you're the bassist, right?
Yes.
Who do you get to do the guitars for this, or do you do guitar also?
So I don't do guitar yet. Tyler has been, like, on this album specifically, Tyler's kind of written the guitars, and he recorded the guitars on this one. But as far as live performance goes, I'm working on playing guitar live. We have a couple guys that have said that they're willing to play as far as touring guitarists. The few that we use, they're actually local to us, which is always nice.
Ooh,
we can practice whenever we need to before we go out. But yeah.
You planning on having the new guitarist move into the house too?
I mean, if that's what needs to happen.
That's what it takes. Always nice to have a drummer and guitar down the hall.
Yep.
I think that would be starting a commune or something at that point.
Yeah, people might start.
We might get sick of each other after too long.
Yeah. The band broke up. They all moved out.
They all moved out, yeah.
So, Charles, what is your obsession with the shorts?
I don't know. Until this last year, I was uncomfortable wearing shorts this short. I mean, I was used to skinny jeans, and I mean, I hardly ever wore shorts. But I don't know. Chad's kind of talked me into it, and apparently people like it, or they... I don't know. At
like
least
the novelty
they,
of it.
They like the novelty of it. So I honestly did not think that they would be that big of a deal, especially like on the Grizzly Awards whenever I wore them.
Exactly.
On the live stream. I had no idea that me wearing a pair of shorts would cause such an uproar. But I feel like now, since then, it's kind of halfway expected for me to wear the shorts on stage now.
Mm-hmm. You've made it a thing now. You're stuck with it.
Yep. I just wish my legs weren't so white.
Well, if you're wearing the shorts all the time, they should get a little sun.
Yeah, true.
Where do you guys live?
We're in Arkansas.
I live in Georgia. If you're really light-skinned here, you're in trouble. So, yeah, we met at the Grizzly Awards for the first time.
Yeah.
And that was a blast.
It was.
Oh, yeah.
You were one of our bands there live.
Yeah.
And what was that like for you?
So that was kind of a last minute thing for us. I think one of the other bands dropped and Joel offered the spot to us. And I was already going to be on the video crew. And Lauren and Chad didn't leave until Friday night after Chad got off work at 11 o'clock. Yeah. And they drove through the night, which is it's about an 8.5 hour drive, and got to the studio at 8:30. And they tried to sleep there. And then Chad had to be back at work the next day. So we played, finished up the performance. We had to drive through the night again to get back home. And I think that trip, I realized that I'm not as young as I used to be, because that little sleep did not do too well.
Yeah, that's right. You guys had to replace Relent that got stuck in a power outage and snowstorm in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, y'all did. You filled in and you did great. And, you found out that you can't party like rock stars like you thought you could.
So the Grizzlies itself was great.
Yeah.
It was just we were exhausted by that weekend. We were just like, okay.
Too exhausted to enjoy it, right?
Ever again. Not that much driving in so little time.
That was a long drive. I'm going to ask Chad, what is the musician you would most like to meet?
I don't know. As a kid, I always loved Switchfoot. I still listen to them today. Their drummer, Chad Butler, same name as me, so he's cool. It'd probably be a tie between him and John Foreman, the front man for them. Although Chad Butler for a while did have an awesome mustache, so I might have to go that direction. Yeah, I've always loved Switchfoot and their music, so I don't know. I think I'd like to meet them.
Okay. What about you, Charles?
Man, someone I'd want to meet. Honestly, I think right now I would love to hang out with Matty Mullins from Memphis Mayfire. He seems pretty cool. I saw his pictures of him and his wife on their 15th anniversary, and I texted Lauren asking if it'd be all right if we were that cool in 5 years. So we're trying to aspire to be like them.
So you big Memphis Mayfire fan?
Yeah, we saw them for the first time at Warped Tour in like 2014. And I don't know why it took us so long to find Memphis Mayfire.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of them before. And then we were listening to their music on the drive home. I was like, I love this band.
Yeah, he's every bit as kind and sweet as you think.
Yeah.
Lauren, who is the artist you would like to meet the most? I gave you time to think.
I know. Yeah, I always draw blanks. I feel like I've met a lot of the ones that have been super influential.
What are some of those?
Children 18-3 and The Wedding.
Yeah.
Like, there's lots of bands that I look up to, but I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, you getting coached back there?
It's like, I just gave her two answers that are great for her.
I would love to meet Callie from Rivals. Yes, it's very inspiring. It would be cool to meet her.
All right. So tell me, guys, what kind of music relaxes you? What do you like to listen to?
So I've got to go to like The Wedding. Mm-hmm. They're an all time favorite of mine. They're the ones that got me into music, listening, going to concerts and aspiring to play music. Whenever I'm like needing to calm down or needing to get my mind off of something, I usually put on Polarity and listen through that album.
Chad,
I have a playlist that's just labeled as The Vibes, Two Door Cinema Club, Kings of Leon, Modest Mouse, Fantagram, stuff like that. And I usually play that if I'm like just needing to like chill out, or if we have people over, I usually put that on.
Is it bad to say I don't really listen to music to relax?
No, that's not what relaxes you.
Like, sometimes I'll play music in the car if there's something I want to listen to, but Charlie thinks I'm psycho for going on a drive and not having the radio on.
Yep, driving in silence. I just do not get that.
I'm an introvert. I like to just be alone, and the car is a great place to do that if no one else is with me. So I'll think through whatever I need to think about.
What is the craziest trend you've ever taken part in? This is a get to know you session because I don't know y'all well enough.
Okay, so I mean, it doesn't matter when or. Nope. Okay. I was really young, but I had some older friends and older relatives, and they were more into like the trends and the fashions. And I had a pair of JNCO jeans when I was like seven or eight. Yeah. Yeah. Because I had an older cousin that, I mean, he was 14, 15, something like that. And he had the big old JNCO jeans.
Oh,
and
man,
I begged
yeah.
my parents for some, and they wouldn't buy me some. So my grandma bought me a pair. Yeah, I think that's probably the craziest trend that I've been a part of.
That's a good one. All right. Who else has got one?
I've appeared on a TikTok before. Does that count?
Yeah. Completely. Yeah. Okay.
Same regret, you know?
Wait. The one that I made?
Yeah.
Oh.
That just made that better.
It was a funny one, though.
It was good.
Okay. Lauren?
Nice.
I don't know if this is a trend, but I want to say I was probably 11, maybe 12. I chopped my hair off because one of my friends also had her hair like to her ears, and it was not a good decision. I did not pull that haircut off very well. But yeah, me and a couple of friends all had like the same haircut.
And it takes a little while for it to go back if you cut it over your ears.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Backstage with Mothership on Solid Rock Radio. Check us out on Facebook at I'm with Mothership.
Tell us about the new album. What should we expect?
You should expect it to be a lot heavier than music we've put out before.
One thing I'm excited about is I feel like we have found our sound, and this is what we all enjoy creating and enjoy playing. So I feel like more than just writing a song and putting it out there, we have a lot more behind these because we definitely enjoy the style. I mean, we all listen to this style of music also, and I think there's a lot more passion behind it when we really enjoy our own style of music that we put out, I guess. Yeah. And it's going to be available on August 27th on all platforms, Spotify, iTunes, Napster.
Give me a second. Are we going to have hard copies as well or just downloads?
Right now, it's just going to be online. We would probably like to do some hard copies. It's just whether or not our fans want that. So we'll have to pull them a little bit, and we might do some pre-orders for some in the future online.
How about merch?
Yeah, we do have some new merch coming out.
Some of it is probably already uploaded.
Okay. Tour talk.
We've got shows coming up. We don't have any tours up. We're working on that for the future. Okay. Seriously, but we do have a few shows. I'm going to go ahead and make it public. We're playing Pit Fest in Indiana in September 24th, and we're also playing Nehemiah Fest in Kansas City the weekend before that.
Get to see some longtime friends at both of those.
Yeah.
So that'll be great.
Yep. And then we have a local show here in Arkansas in October. October 27th. And we always love playing locally because we don't do it that often, surprisingly. Like, a lot of bands start playing local shows, and that was one thing that was a little different for us because there wasn't much of a scene here for our style of music. So we started traveling, like, right at the beginning. And now it is always fun to be able to play a local show and have new people that live around you come to your shows.
Mm-hmm. You're in Arkansas. Do you know White Collar Sideshow?
Yes, yeah, we know White Collar Sideshow. Yep, Lauren and I were in their last music videos for the newest album.
Oh man, yeah. I've seen that show.
Yeah,
I have to go look for y'all.
Yeah, we all have hoods on, so I don't know that you'd even be able to see.
I'm the short one.
How long have you known TD and Veronica?
I think we met them, or at least met TD, in 2014 at a show. It was like a festival in Huntington, Arkansas.
Yeah.
And I don't think they were playing. I think he was just there. And I knew of White Collar Sideshow, but I didn't know who he was. And we were talking for a good, like, 15, 20 minutes. And I was like, oh, now I know who you are. Uh-huh. No, they're super great.
But then Chad met them separately.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. My brother was, like, selling something on, like, Facebook Marketplace. And I just went with him for the heck of it. This was a couple of years ago. And they had met White Collar Sideshow, but I hadn't. And we were about to leave. They're like, oh, here, take a couple CDs from our band. And I was kind of, I was like, oh, hey. I was like, I play in theater. You guys are White Collar Sideshow. And they're like, oh. So it was like one of those things, like, they had said something like they were in a band or whatever, but, like, I was just there, so I didn't really say anything.
It didn't quite click.
Yeah. It was just kind of a weird coincidence, I guess.
Yeah, I met them a couple of years ago. They finally were in Georgia, and I had never seen their show. I never heard their music. I had just heard of them, and Jason Wisdom invited me to come, and he was opening for them.
Oh, nice.
He goes, you have got to see White Collar Sideshows. But I got in the back room with TD, and we talked about musicianaries and music and stuff. I love the man. And then, of course, Veronica is a sweetheart as well. When they got up to play, I had not expected what I heard, but I absolutely loved it, and I love that CD. I have play it all the time.
Yeah. The first time I saw them play was at a big festival in Fort Smith. They were on the bill as, like, the after show. Fireflight played as the headliner, and, like, that was the end of the show. Half of the audience left, and, like, half an hour later, because it took them that long to set up everything they had up there, they started playing. 2 minutes into their set, another 3/4 of the crowd left because it just wasn't for them, I guess.
Right.
But,
yeah, we discussed that when I interviewed him about, you know, people want you to just tell them right up front. They don't want to go through the entire story and find out what happens in the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And that he doesn't feel like spoon feeding people, like, hey, this is going to be kind of uncomfortable at the beginning. I really respect them a lot. Absolutely love them. That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad y'all know each other, because if you didn't, I was going to make sure you did.
Yep.
One last thing that I have to ask everybody. Favorite road snacks.
Gardetto's, the pumpernickel chips. The mix is okay, but I like the little bread chips. Those are so good.
All right.
I don't know what that is.
it's like a pretzel mix, and then they have, like, just these little pieces
the
of
rye,
like,
chips.
Yeah, like the little rye chips. And you can get a bag of just those chips because everybody loves
them.
Sam is so insulted about it, right?
Yeah.
Like the gray.
I don't know what those are.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I'm not trying to avoid sugar. I like sour Skittles.
Next.
Oh, man, that's so tough. You know, I've had a good handful of, like, gas station, like, burritos or, like, taquitos that are, like, really good. Like, Charlie knows, dude. Oh, yeah. There's some pretty good ones out there, especially if you get some, like, chocolate milk with it. Oh,
I was gonna say chocolate milk, like, mm-hmm. Yeah, when we were on tour in 2017, that was like one of our goals traveling the country, was to find the best chocolate milk. And you were with us when we found the Prairie Farms, the yes. peanut butter, the Prairie Farms, which is from Illinois. They had, it was a peanut butter chocolate milk, and it was the best thing that we have ever had. It was so good. And like, so much so that I even emailed the company saying, hey, I need to buy like cases of this. They never responded.
Is that like liquid Reese's peanut butter cups?
Yes, it was like. Yeah, like if you ate a bowl of the Reese's Puffs cereal and then drank the milk afterwards, it was like that. It was amazing.
But I haven't seen it since.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who else is a chocolate milk guy.
Gerald Bramlett of The Protest.
Is he? I didn't know
that. I think he likes to chug it right after a show if he's not driving.
Oh, man. That sounds like that could be dangerous.
Yeah. I'm sure he didn't say before the show, because that would even be more dangerous.
That would be dangerous.
All right, who else?
On a road trip, I always end up craving beef jerky, which it's so expensive. And when you're on tour, we can't really afford it. So I don't ever really get beef jerky.
You have made your own, though.
I have made my own.
Sometimes we'll take it with us.
Yeah. And then also, I don't get it that often either, but sunflower seeds. Those kind of keep me awake while I'm driving in the middle of the night, being able to chew on those.
Yep. All right, you and Jerob need to hang out, because that's the other thing on his list. Yeah. Yeah, sunflower seeds are pretty big for everybody, and beef jerky is very popular, too. Well, I guess we should wrap up. Thank you for answering all my crazy questions. Y'all have a good night, and I hope to see you out there on the road.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Too.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening tonight. Stay tuned for more great music all night long. Be sure to check out my I'm With Mothership Facebook page and Solid Rock Radio's website. Follow the link under shows to Backstage with Mothership, which will have the links to my guests' social media accounts. This show will be replayed at 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Past interviews available on podcast.solidrockradio.org, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Pandora platforms. And remember this week, be kind to one another.